Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Bowman. I'm the program manager for the Office Interoperability team. I'd like to welcome everybody to Microsoft. We're really happy to be here, and we really appreciate you taking the time. We know you have busy schedules to come to talk to us about interoperability, your implementations, and your activity with Microsoft. So I'll try not to be too redundant with Neil and Gebbie, but I just wanted to spend a few minutes to talk about, you can't hear me? Quick reminder, there's plenty of space up front. We won't bite. But if you need a translation device, feel free to grab one. Just wanted to spend a few minutes to introduce you to some of the program resources that we make available as part of the Office Interoperability program. We want to make sure that we provide an adequate overview of all our products for SharePoint, for Exchange, and for Office, and just make sure that we evangelize what's available in case it's of interest to you. After I'm done speaking, I'm going to pass it on to my colleague Daryl Welch from the Windows Org, and he's going to talk about applied interoperability. And then we're going to finalize the talk talking about the SQL open specifications. So there's a few themes to this event. The first one is we host these events to really engage with you. We want to build relationships long term. As Neil mentioned, interoperability is very important to us. And so we travel globally in an effort to really connect with implementers like yourselves so that we can understand where your pain points are, where your interests are. And so, you know, hopefully this event is the first of many. Hopefully we can build momentum so that next time we're here, we can talk about things that maybe are more interesting to you. And so that's really the second thing, is us collecting feedback from you. You know, we want to understand where your interests lie. We pick the topics for this event based off activity received in our support forums and our support aliases. And so, you know, in the future, if there's other topics you'd like to hear us talk about, just talk to us. Let us know, and we'd be happy to accommodate. So we're really looking at this as a start of a relationship. And then the third thing is we're also here to support your implementation. We offer a fairly comprehensive support program. We have private email aliases that you can contact that will go directly to experienced support engineers. I believe there'll be a talk later this week that will detail kind of that process. And we also have support forms, as Neil mentioned, where you can publicly post your question and get answers. So in terms of Office interoperability, when we say Office, really what we're referring to is it's not only the Office client, but it's also SharePoint, Exchange Server, Link. And it focuses on both the protocols and file formats within those products. And so that's kind of the scope of Office interoperability. And the entire program is really built on our open specification documentation. So I'll spend a couple minutes talking about what the open specifications are in a second. But really, that's what we focus on, and that's what we build on top of. So the events are really focused around that, the tools we build, our support program, everything kind of centers on those open specifications. And we have a commitment to you, and that commitment is that we want to provide you with adequate documentation for both file format and protocols. And you know, we are committed to engaging with you as well, again, through these events, through our support resources, through our tools, and as well as in addition to the open specification content, we produce a lot of informative content. Things like blogs, articles, newsletters, things of that nature that help facilitate the deep technical content that's provided in the open specifications. And so when you look at how we've done and how we've executed on this commitment, and Neil touched on this a little bit, is, you know, we've successfully published in Office over 400 documents. We've got over 50,000 pages of technical content that's available to you. That effort alone took over 1,100 developers, testers, program managers, editors to make that happen. And so this is a huge investment that Microsoft's making to support interop. We also release a wide variety of validation and test tools, And that's kind of a secondary piece to our documentation. And I do want to mention that this is going to be, everything's being recorded. We're going to post this on MSDN, and we'll be happy to provide you the slides. So everything you see, you'll be able to take home with you. So don't, in case you miss something in one of the later talks, we will provide that to you. So in terms of the open specifications, I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with them. It's kind of the core technical content off of our Microsoft Developer Network. If you go to Microsoft.com and you look at some of the content that's available, we have a lot of content for the IT Pro and Information Worker. We have the object model, documentation, SDKs, reference guides. But at the core to that is the open specifications. And that's really what defines our file formats. It defines the over-the-wire communication between our Office products. And it's really kind of that deep, nitty-gritty detail for our interoperability content. To find it, you can just go to MSDN. There's an open specification link. I can pop that up real quick. And let me just pop this up. And there's a variety of ways to surf through the content. So if you go to msdn.microsoft.com, you'll see open specifications, and you can dive into any topic that you're interested in. We also built a pivot table to help make the process a little bit easier to a more. Oop, you can't see what I'm doing. There we go. So this is the open specification page off MSDN, where it contains all of our protocol information, file format information. So you can select the topics that you're interested in and see the list of protocols. We also have this pivot, which is kind of gives a UI to the experience, and it allows you to filter down to the documents or the content that you're interested in. So if you're interested in SharePoint, you can click SharePoint and it'll bring up only the SharePoint documents. If you want to look at the SharePoint documents that are only SOAP-based, you can further refine that list and then select the document that you're interested in. Okay, so it's just, you can play with this. There's a lot of other functionality that exists within the open specification pivot, but that's just an example. If you're just starting with the open specs, the overview documents are the best way to go. The overview documents basically describe kind of what the topology looks like for the various products. And for that, we've got five overviews. We've got the SharePoint protocol overview, which Hector will be talking about later this afternoon. We've got the Office client protocol overview, which describes the protocols that are supported by Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Hector will also be touching on that. We've got a protocol overview for Exchange. Andrew Davidoff will be covering that later this afternoon as well. And then we're not covering Link this week, but we are covering the Office file formats today. And both Tom Gibo and Pui Leong will be covering those topics. So these events are hosted year-round. We host them global. We base our locations on where there's pockets of interest, where we get support activity. And again, we hope that this is the first of many. And we're, you know, in a normal event, we usually have more of a test focus. But since this is our first event and we're not really sure where the testing interest lies, this is more of a presentation focus for Office this week. We do have some testing tools that would be available if you're interested, and we can work with you on those on an as-needed basis. And we'll have a session tomorrow afternoon talking about the details of those test tools. And here's just kind of a quick overview of what we're working on in terms of validation. We believe that documentation is good, but really the test tools are what makes the interoperability experience better. And so for protocols, we're building test suites. Test suites are really synthetic clients that we can use to connect to either a Microsoft server or a third-party server to validate the traffic that's going over the wire. We have parsers, which give visibility into the traffic, both for all the products that we currently support. And for file formats, we've built validation tools for the binary file formats and OOXML. So with that, I would like to pass it over to my colleague, Daryl Welch, and thank you for your time.
Welcome. I'm Daryl Welch, and I'm a program manager Michael's counterpart on the Windows Server Interoperability and Tools team. I'd like to welcome you here. I see many new faces. I look forward to meeting you and getting to know you better, and some faces that we've, some folks we've worked with over the years. Thank you for coming, and a very big thank you to our Microsoft Shanghai team for hosting you and all of us here. As Michael said, our applied interoperability is a series of a program, and we have a series of resources. And our purpose today here will be to make sure you know about these resources. So I will briefly enumerate them and provide these slides to you as a reference that you can know where to go to find these resources and what they may be. First of all, of course, we have our open specifications at the center of it, as Michael already pointed out, and that includes Windows and all of our SQLO data and Office protocols. We also have an applied interoperability site, and we hope that this site is useful to you. And we tie into our MSDN site for developer learning and other resources. So all of the resources that we provide together, including our documentation, our events, and support, are resources that we make available to help you implement your protocols in the non-Windows environment. I did want to mention very briefly, from a perspective of the templates that are utilized for our specifications, there are several. As Neil pointed out, at the basis, we start with the standards. And in some cases, we have extended those protocols in an open fashion and made those extensions available to you. And you'll see some common formats for those templates of the specifications in the form of SOAP types of protocol specifications or some RPC or others. But I wanted to just mention, for example, you'll see some abbreviated document names, such as in our case I've highlighted here, MS Kyle. This would be in the Kerberos area that Neil mentioned for authentication. MS-Kyle is simply an extension that extends the industry standards for Kerberos and allows you to interoperate for Windows to interoperate with other systems in that fashion, and you can implement this extension protocol. Microsoft Windows specifications, the open specifications, are a single set now available for download. You may have seen them in the past in various components and formats for our programs, but now when you go to the open specification site, you select a specific specification name, such as we mentioned MS Kyle. You can either look at the single document or simply click and download a specification well known to you, and such as in the file sharing area, SMB2, the server message block protocol is well known. You can download the entire document set as a bundle, and this is what you'll be exposed to. And this is a screenshot from the open specifications that Michael already demonstrated for you. So you can certainly use the pivot table, as he said, that's very easy to use, or simply download the entire set for your reference. This is simply a picture of the overall areas of implementation. I know many of you are implementing in the file sharing area, such as the SMB3 protocol family. It's a very common area in the Windows world. That overlaps with the Active Directory and various authentication protocols. But we also have RDP, as Neil said. There are many devices interested in functioning as thin clients in the virtual world that we utilize today. So Windows supports a rich set of RDP specifications that we document. And we expect that since many customers want to bring an Android device, an iOS device to the environment, that bringing your own device or a BYOD is an important scenario as well. We have a series of overview documents for the Windows protocols, just as Michael described for Office. And you can find these in the open specifications and they can be a starting point for you to learn about a particular area. So for file sharing, there is a file sharing systems overview specification, or I should say informative document, for which will refer to the specifications and provide you information about scenarios. We try to use these overview documents as a starting point at our plug fests, as a way to give you example scenarios. This slide is intended as a reference for you. I won't go into all the details, but I want to highlight that we are continuing to release newer overview specifications. We've just in our most recent release provided the Active Directory Federated Services System, the overview document. The overview documents are, as I said, informative documents providing an overview of those particular areas. And this new document is available for you for download. Expect in the new year that there will be a new specification covering an overview of the management areas and bring your own device scenarios. So look for more of those documents to come. We'll also be evolving these documents. I did up here highlight in red some of the latest overview documents that I just gave you one example for, the green one, the ADFSOD. But we also have in gray noted several previous overviews. And those S system overview documents were the format we used in the past for these informative documents. So if there's an area of interest for you, you can hopefully use these overview documents as a starting point for your implementation work. There are a set of captures in our library up on CodePlex. Please refer to this link. Hopefully those captures are helpful for illustrating a scenario, such as the Active Directory scenario that we just described in the previous overview document reference. As Michael said, we record all of our presentations for our PlugFests. Please go to our Channel 9 location, download the presentations from our PlugFests, look at those. This is part of our developer learning library that we mentioned earlier on MSDN. We hope that these are useful to you. I will refer to our support organization. Tom Gibo is here, as Neil said earlier. Brian Bergen is here. Please take advantage of these technical resources. Our escalation engineers are our valuable resource to help you answer your technical questions. They own solving the most difficult problems at Microsoft, and they are your last point of resort and excellent resource for you. They'll be here in the lab next door. If you have questions, please take advantage of them. Brian will explain more about the support process later in the week. We do have an end-to-end ecosystem for sustaining these specifications and tying that feedback back into not only the specifications themselves, but improving Windows and Office and SQL. Thank you. In Taipei, as Neil mentioned, we had an event focused a lot on our the devices that are multiplying in our world, RDP, other Windows protocols, as well as the Office and SQL areas. We deliver these events, just as we're doing this week, as combined Microsoft events. We want to make sure that you have the knowledge of these protocols available. This is all about meeting you, the implementer, as Neil said, and finding out what your requirements are. One of our most productive events, not quite as large as the Taipei event, but in SNEA, in Santa Clara, California, we meet regularly with the storage development community. I know that some of you here attend that event. It is an incredible event. As Neil said, one of our goals is to go to the industry. We're happy for you to come here to Microsoft, but we would be more than happy to go to the industry and work with you there. This is a great example where you can see more than 100 people actively testing 24/7 in that room and solving problems. So please look for us at these events. If you haven't been able to come, hopefully you'll be able to come next year. And another example was a smaller I.O. lab we held with Samba. Our SQL team and Office team, we regularly host at Microsoft with our individual partners to try to debug in more detail. The Samba team, as Neil said, has helped find a number of Windows issues over the years, and we, through our test suites, are able to work with you and help find interoperability issues. Our mission is to make Windows the most interoperable platform. Please take advantage of our resources that we have next door. I want to highlight our Windows test suites for interoperability. Our team has done a great job of deploying Nextdoor. We have a series of test tools in operation. Red Hat is actively testing along with a couple of our other partners in the room. So I know that some of you have brought your implementations. Thank you for doing that. We're looking forward to having a productive week, finding bugs. We hope that's useful to you. So we appreciate that, and most of all, I thank our Shanghai team here for your technical abilities. And please do, even if you haven't brought an implementation, go next door, meet the team, ask them about the test suites and test tools. You'll see some presentations this week about the tools that are available, and we're hopeful that that's going to be useful to you. Thank you. I did want to take advantage of this time to introduce KB. He's my counterpart in SQL Server and the OData protocol area in particular. So thank you.
Thank you, Daryl. Again, just to repeat what Daryl said earlier, welcome everyone. It's a pleasure to have everyone here. And my name is KB Baduantui, and I am a program manager on the SQL Compliance and Interop team. So just to recap what Michael and Daryl said, we SQL as well participate in Open Specifications, the Open Specifications program. And our Open Specification content is also available on MSDN, the Microsoft Developer Network, as well as the Open Specifications Interactive Pivot. Now documentation is also released as, you know, either PDF format or browsable HXS as HTML. And the document categories that we release are protocols, data portability, and file format. So basically what data portability is when a user stores data in SQL Server and wants to extract that out of SQL Server, we provide a set of steps, document those steps, and then if it results in a file, we create file format documentation, and that is also available on MSDN as well. We also release standard support documentation. So this covers the T-SQL language, XQuery, and XML as well. So this is taking a look at the industry standards out there and then providing how Microsoft deviates from those industry standards in our standard support documentation. And we have a whole host of APIs as well that are available in MSDN. We participate in a lot of customer engagement events like this one. Had several events in Redmond as well as events in Europe. We also provide validation tools, and we'll be covering those validation tools in depth at later sessions during the week. So SQL Server Open Specifications. When you think of SQL Server Open Specifications, we have an overview document or a system support document that covers a set of core protocols that make up SQL Server. And in addition to that, we have data portability, standards, supplemental documentation, so that's your references, glossary, and file format documentation. So customer events. The first customer event that we participated in was the OData meetup. So this was taking the OData protocol and inviting several of the OData implementers from across the world to just, you know, talk about the protocol, figure out what implementations they had out there. And it was a very, very fruitful discussion that we had, which then resulted in OData then moving on to become an industry standard. So the two main areas that we'll be covering later on this week will be OData. So during the OData overview that my colleague Mark Stafford will be giving, we'll cover the OData protocol. So what OData is it's just basically an application layer protocol that is used for data exchange, and it implements using RESTful principles. And it's built on widely accepted industry standards, so HTTP and the different payload formats that we support, ATOM and JSON. We'll also be covering the state of the ecosystem and the standardization efforts. So this is how OData is becoming an industry standard, and with the current drafts that are available right now on OASIS, and how you as implementers can participate in that standardization effort as well. So the presentation that I'll be giving tomorrow will cover the core platform protocols that make up SQL Server. So when you think of SQL Server, it's not just, T-SQL or, queries. There's a whole bunch of other different areas that make up SQL Server, like analysis services, which is used for analysis purposes, the core database engine, master data services, reporting services, and an area that we introduced in SQL Server 2012, which is a CEP engine, which is based for complex event processing. And something that I'm really excited about showing later on in the week is the OData validator. And this is an example of an online test suite that we've created to allow implementers to validate their OData implementations. So basically what it does is you provide a service endpoint that either defines a metadata document, an entry feed, or several other different formats that are supported by OData. Provide that into the tool. It parses it in the back end, and all it does is it looks at the structure of your OData feed, and then provides a list of how you comply with the industry standard out there. And currently the formats that we support are ATOM or JSON. So I look forward to presenting that later on this week. So I'll invite Michael and Daryl back, and we'll open it up for questions.
Well, thank you. If you have any questions, please do get a hold of us during the break or at any other time during the day, and please do drop by the lab next door. I know Ning wanted to make sure that we announce that it's time for a tea break.
Yeah, so at 10:30, we'll have a tea break. 10点半，我们外面会有一些茶点，让大家休息一下，然后再回来接着我们再讨论。好，谢谢大家。